This is TWiT.
The FTC votes unanimously to enforce right to repair, and I started celebrating. Woohoo! Yaha! The move follows an executive order issued last week by the White House, urging the agency to secure consumers' rights to fix their own gadgets. But then as I continue to read, I found out the FTC really doesn't have a lot to do with any of this. It's nice. It's good. It's great that the government is behind this, even though Apple, John Deere, and others have been fighting it state by state. The FTC issued a lengthy report last May that blasted manufacturers for restricting repairs. They voted 5-0 to enforce the Magnuson-Moss Warranty Act. Of course, the new chair at the FCC is one of those people President Biden appointed that is really anxious to prosecute big tech.
But they did point out in the statement that they've only taken one action on this in the last decade, and that was someone who was auto-enrolling people for extended warranties. There's a big hill to climb between that and Apple, you know, suing third-party repair shops and the rest of it. You know, the repair absolutely needs to be done, but the FTC statement was a bit weak sauce, I thought.
Yeah, this is what happens when you have lobbyists that lobby for your right, because Apple puts on this huge front about we care about the economy. That's why we're not giving you headphones anymore. The package is slimmer. We're wasting less cardboard. Ridiculous. But you won't allow people, one, to make a living in a business, two, to recycle your phones and keep them alive longer, still keeping the ecosystem. It's not like they take iPhones and turn them into Androids. They're prolonging your product. But Apple's real device thing is, drop it on the ground, break it with my Gorilla Glass, go buy a new one tomorrow. And only we can refurbish it, and we really don't even sell the refurbs to people. We pack them up and send them overseas when we get bundles of them. So it's such a scam because that company specifically acts like they care about reusing and renewal and the environment and all that stuff, but they don't. They just don't.
And companies...
Well, no, I mean, Apple invented entire new screw heads just to...
Yeah, Steve Jobs didn't want anybody to get into the original Mac, so he created the Torx screw, thinking nobody would be able to get into it. Of course, he underestimated the hacker mentality.
Yeah,
and you can get it's easy to get a Torx screwdriver these days, or a Pentalobe, or whatever they're using. Kyle Wien's testifying in front of the Productivity Commission this week brought up some really strong examples. He says, we've seen manufacturers restrict. Kyle Wien's is the CEO of iFixit, I should mention, one-time sponsor, actually off-time sponsor on our shows. But I love iFixit. I've actually purchased their Fix-It kits. I bought a battery kit for my iPhone, my Pixel X4 XL, which was battery had swollen. $39, had a replacement battery. All the tools, took it apart, put in a new battery. It worked. I'm like, wow, I'm pretty handy.
Well, no, I mean, you gave me an iFixit toolkit for Christmas.
Yes, a couple of years ago, we gave all the hosts that. Yeah,
exactly. That saved my bacon a couple of months ago.
He says
my ThinkPad was showing up a non-detected battery, and it was like, do I send my main computer into IBM for 2 weeks, or do I take the back off it, reset the battery, and see how that works? So, of course, we need to repair this stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, I think Kyle's even fairly conservative. He's not even saying, because his company basically sells parts, manuals, and tools. That's their business, so that you can fix your own stuff. He says, look, if something's gone out of warranty, we should be at least be able to buy the parts to fix that, right? Mm-hmm. He says, we've seen manufacturers, as a quote, restrict our ability to buy parts. There's a German manufacturer of batteries called Varta. They sell batteries to a wide variety of companies. Samsung happens to use these batteries in their Galaxy earbuds. But when we go to Varta and say, we want to buy that battery as a repair part, they say, no, our contract with Samsung will not allow us to sell that. He says, Apple is notorious for doing this with chips in their computers. There's a particular charging chip on the MacBook Pro. There's a standard version of the part. And then there's the quote, Apple version of the part that sits very slightly tweaked, but it's tweaked enough that it's only required to work in this computer. And that company is, again, under contractual requirement with Apple. It gets even worse. There was a company in California, a California-based recycler, that Apple required to recycle spare parts that were still in new condition. This is the quote. California Apple stops providing service after 7 years. So this was at 7 years, and Apple has warehouses full of spare parts, never used, brand new, rather than selling them out on the marketplace. So like someone like me, says Kyle, who eagerly would have bought them, they were paying the recycler to destroy them. Now, Apple can say, oh, it's for safety, it's for quality, but if something's out of warranty by because it's 7 years old, and you have lots of old parts that you're never going to use, why wouldn't you sell them to iFix so they can sell them on to customers to fix their stuff? I don't understand it.
Well, and you're going to have to buy more. Like, it really, it just fits to their bottom line, right?
Yeah, because you need to buy a new phone. You've got this phone for 7 years. Exactly. What are you, nuts? Get a new phone!
Exactly.
Hate America!
What I love, though, is that the way that things change is that if the culture starts to shift towards that we believe we have the right to fix things,
yes,
then the government will slowly shift because they want to be able to be reelected to, we're going to make sure that people can fix things. Again, if they can make money and they can do this as slowly as possible through lobbying, they completely will. And that's why lobbying really should not be allowed, especially with the amounts of money that they're able to donate. But we are starting to say, you know what, this is mine, I own it, why would you stop me from being able to open it up and not be able to repair it? It's ridiculous. And that wastefulness, we're also it's starting to become distasteful. Before it was just throw everything out and get something new, and now we're like, oh wait, it doesn't just disappear into nowhere, it actually ends up somewhere that we're going to have to deal with it again. Like, we're stuck on this lump of rock floating through space. It's the only lump of rock that we know of that we can take care of. Maybe we should take better care of it.
Also, I got a flat tire. Yeah, I'm just going to throw this away. Can I get a new car delivered to the house tomorrow? Yeah. I mean, I know, I'm sure somebody can fix it, but there's apparently a wheel lock on it. I don't have the key for the wheel lock. Oh, sorry, I'm on it. Oh, hey, guys. So, yeah, I mean, fix. Let's. And also, by the way, I got popcorn for the holidays. I did not get a toolkit. I mean, what
that was a couple of years ago. We sent you popcorn? Did we really send you popcorn?
Yeah, I got like it was good popcorn too. It was like one of those assorted with all fancy stuff. I got assorted chocolates 1 year. I get you guys always hook me up with something nice, but
that's Lisa.
Because I'm big, Uncle Leo.
That's Lisa.
Lisa, is that what it is? You always send
sometimes
me these sweet treats.
Lisa will come to me and say, just so you know, when Owen's on, we bought him popcorn. Just so you know. Oh, thanks. It's good to know.
it was good stuff. It was good stuff.
Good. Thank her for buying fancy popcorn. Next time we'll send you a toolkit. That was like 4 or 5 years ago, I think, Ian, right?
The toolkit. It was a while back, but I got to say, it's proved itself many times.
Oh, I love that.
And occasionally, because, you know what it's like when you know a bit about technology, your tech support for all your friends. But
we
when
bought
you put
like
that
five
thing down on the table and open it up, it's just like, this guy's serious.
We bought like 5 or 6 for the house because they keep going missing. And actually now I have a pair. It's hidden. I have a set hidden because I know that somebody will come and get it and use it and not put it back. So it's actually, don't tell anybody, but if you're ever at our house, there's an iFixit toolkit slid behind my printer in my office. If you ever need it.
You know what's funny? I keep an Allen set key set hidden like that because, you know, when you're working on something, somebody needs to ask, oh, can I use that? And then I have three of them that are missing. I have an Allen key set that is hidden away where I don't, if somebody needs it, I bring it to you. I stand there and watch you do it. I take it back because otherwise it'll be lumped up with the other ones that are missing.